We welcome you in for our bonus first look here on Eagles 360 at the Carolina Panthers. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Joe DeCamera. The Carolina Panthers flying high at 5-0. The Eagles have won two straight games. It's a nationally televised game on Sunday night. So let's take a look at the two teams. We begin, of course, at the quarterback position. The Eagles with Sam Bradford, who's thrown too many interceptions, but getting the ball down the field a bit more than he did early in the season. And the Panthers, well, the whole team revolves around the Superman quarterback, Cam Newton.
Not often, Dave, you have a matchup of two quarterbacks that were each taken number one overall in an NFL draft. And to this point in their careers, Cam Newton has had a far more successful career than Sam Bradford. Now, Bradford's had the injuries, as we know. I think there's a great sense that the injuries continue. I think as he's coming back from them to play a part, you know, particularly as far as the mechanics Bradford has in the pocket, which really has been out of whack. Cam Newton's a player, Dave, that has had some success. I don't think he's a great player. I think he's a decent player. I think he's more of a star name than a truly effective player.
I disagree with you on that.
Why?
Because he gives you a lot of different looks,
Joe.
He makes it really difficult on defense. He can run the football. He's big. He's very difficult to tackle. It's really hard when you go after Cam Newton to go and have a full-out blitz, to commit all your pass rush to him. Because he'll break the pocket and he'll make you pay.
He will.
And that's what makes him so good. And he's found a way to win. He's found a way to go deep in the playoffs. And while it may not be the prototype quarterback, the pretty quarterback, I think he's a lot better than decent.
Well, I'll tell you this. 7-8-1 last year to me was unimpressive. It was a completely horrendous division. 55% completion percentage this year is terrible by modern day NFL standards. Absolutely, he brings the threat of the run, and there's no question that's a huge differentiating factor for most quarterbacks and what he can present. But this game is really still largely won from what you're able to do in the pocket. And I believe, Dave, he is not that good in the pocket.
And we'll take a look now as we segue to the wide receivers, to the receivers. And this is why I think you can kind of give Cam Newton a little pass on that 55% completion percentage. He doesn't have wide receivers. And with Kelvin Benjamin out for the season, former first-round draft pick of Carolina, the targets have been very difficult to come by for Cam Newton, so he's gone to tight end Greg Olsen. He is the primary target down the field. He averages more than 15 yards per reception. He is a weapon all over the field, particularly in the red zone. So that's why, another reason I think Cam Newton gets a pass. Good quarterback here, because he doesn't have a lot of weapons around him. The Eagles defense against Olsen and against the mobility of Cam Newton, that's really what the difficult part here is for Bill Davis.
No, and there's no question. Greg Olsen's a really good football player. And you mentioned Kelvin Benjamin. There's also, and it was 2 years ago, but Steve Smith obviously not there any longer. So he just doesn't have many weapons outside. That's clear. And they'd be a better team if they did. And heck, they're 5-0 already. But Greg Olsen in the middle is certainly a threat and a player that, you know, Connor Barwin and Malcolm Jenkins and the players that will be assigned to cover him in this game will have to deal with.
Now we go back to the running back position and the Eagles showing some really positive signs of life in the run game on Monday night. DeMarco Murray over the century mark for the first time as an Eagle. And that is very, very welcome news. He ran hard. He broke tackles. He showed some speed to the edge. And he got into the end zone again. So the Eagles revving up the run game. The Panthers relying on Jonathan Stewart to do most of their work. He's a powerful running back. Not necessarily a game-breaking running back, but, you know, they like to move the chains in this offense, get down the field, and then score touchdowns, not field goals, in the red zone.
And that certainly, you know, we talk about the running game of Carolina works into the heart of, I think, the Eagles' defense, which is their run defense. You look at, how about Benny Logan? I always start with Fletcher Cox with good reason. Fletcher Cox is the best player on the team. How about we start with Benny Logan for a sec? Benny Logan made some plays to get the Eagles going in that game when they were struggling there in the first quarter the other day. Made plays throughout the game. Fletcher Cox makes plays every single game. I thought it was the best pass rush we saw from the Eagles last week, Dave, from Connor. I thought it was the best game all season, six games in. Brandon Graham, Connor Barwin, and Vinny Curry, I thought all three had their best games of the season. You talked about that, you know, against the run game and against, obviously, Cam Newton. You referenced the Eagles' rushing attack. DeMarco Murray had his best game of the year, and the offensive line has progressed. You know, you go back to week one and week two, it was like, oh, my gosh, this whole season might fall apart because of the line. Well, they've stabilized that. Jason Peters has been phenomenal, but the guys inside have been better than they were as well. And that's why so much of this comes back to Bradford, because now there is greater support around Bradford, and it's a matter of Bradford being better.
These defenses for both teams have been really outstanding for the most part through the first month plus of the season. Carolina with Sean McDermott, former Eagles defensive coordinator. He's running the show there. They are opportunistic. They're led by their linebackers, Thomas Davis and Luke Kuechly. and they'll focus on A, stopping the Eagles' run game, and then putting pressure on Bradford. They will do a good job of that. And for the Eagles' defense, what do you do against Newton and the bootlegs and the designed runs and the run game and the tight end running all kinds of routes across the middle of the field? Those are the things that Bill Davis and his coaches are talking about during the week.
Absolutely, and that's what you got to worry about when you face Carolina. They can beat you in different ways. But I just, again, I'm going to say it again and again. I don't think Cam Newton's that much of a threat. But you know what? Better player right now in Sam Bradford.
Eagles lead this series 6-3 all time. Of course, the one that hurts for the Eagles, that 2003 NFC Championship game loss at Lincoln Financial Field. It was still a late hit from Danielle Manning on Donovan McNabb.
Well, it was, but I can still see Mark Cimino getting run over for a first, second, third, fourth, and fifth time down at the goal line. What was it, Deshaun Foster?
Yep.
Painful.
Yep.
But I'm glad you brought up the late hit, Dave, because it's one of the most under-discussed parts of Eagles history. It was just a late hit. It wasn't called. It completely changed the complexion of the game, which obviously changed the complexion of the season.
And, well, to tell you the truth, though, that team, that Eagles team, they overachieved by getting that far. They had the 4th-and-26 miracle. No Brian Westbrook in the NFC Championship game. Stop looking back. Now we're looking forward. Sunday night in Carolina, Eagles and the Panthers, primetime. Make sure you tune in every Monday through Friday for Eagles 360 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.